In a faraway kingdom, Prince Amalek fell hopelessly in love with the portrait of a beautiful princess without knowing anything else about her. He vowed to make her his own, but so did a good many other suitors. Unbeknownst to all of them, the princess had no intention of getting married to anyone, but she did offer a sort of warning in the form of a public service announcement.
If you know what's good for you, better know what's good for me. And that's a husband who is best up to the challenge. Now I don't know who you are, and I won't take time to learn. So I've devised a telling test up for a challenge. I've thrown my ruby bracelet out the tower window, the one that looks out to the sea. High tide, swift current, and I'm told a whiplash undertow, not too dissimilar to life with me. So, if you care to win my hand, better know how deep you're getting. I'll assume the metaphor is clear. My hand, this wrist, that bracelet wrapped around it. If you know what's good for you, return it or get out of here.
Prince Amalek sought out a witch in the forest to help him retrieve the bracelet.
The witch will probably be horribly ugly with three eyes and a wart at the end of her...
Can I help you?
Oh! I was looking for the witch.
I am the witch. Do come in and tell me what the trouble is.
Amalek did, and when inside her cave, he met Basil, the witch's pet bat. When he was done telling her what transpired, the witch wondered,
why work so hard to win such an unlikely prospect? There must be many other women.
But they wouldn't be her. I'm after a beauty combined with a wit, encased in a woman whose intelligence would be an equal fit that I can keep up with, to keep up with me. There's not a lot of that out there, not for a prince, e.g. add mutual interests, a dollop of sass. And although I prize a classic classiness, I don't mean social class, but hell if she has it, and damned if she doesn't. Well, isn't it meant to be? How is she not meant for me? Everything I deal, everything to order, everything I want that could exist. My heart beats popping, she's one-stop shopping, the woman of my dreams, which is to say the woman of my list.
My! Well, she'd be lucky to have you, that princess you love. There wouldn't be any contest if she knew just how lucky to have you. She'd need to discover, for worthiness such as yours is more to feel than view, better than any feature we audition, is what we can sense through creature intuition. Ask Basil. Yes, lucky to have you. If not, she would be mad. If so, though, you would be so very had.
Huh?
I'll see what I can do. Take care of Basil.
The witch retrieved the bracelet, and when Amalek presented it to the princess...
Right. Well done. Everybody else is disqualified.
If you know what's good for you, don't assume you're close to through. Suck it up for challenge two. Wait here. See here my golden girdle. See there my royal archer. He ties it to an arrow shaft. Into the forest, he draws the bow and shoots, and off it flies to gales of royal laughter. And I
in a winding wood so thick that the treetops block all sunlight, and within have vanished many souls. And yet my waist, my girdle, back around it, if you know what's good for you, chase it down or chase more modest goals.
Again, the witch helped Amalek return the girdle to the wretched princess. Furiously, she sent Amalek on another near-impossible mission, and again the witch helped him achieve it. But before Amalek could settle into a life of sheer misery, he came to his senses.
I'm a fool, aren't I?
You, a fool? No. A little.
How could I have been so blind? You are the most beautiful girl I've ever met. Because your beauty comes from within.
But would you say as much if I really had looked like what you at first expected a witch to look like?
I'd like to think so, but I fear not. Nevertheless, you have a bat, which doesn't put me off. Can we start there?
Start?
Yes, for aside from being the most beautiful girl, you are also the kindest. May I humbly ask you to be my wife?
I'd be so lucky to have you if you would have me and overlook how obtuse I had to seem.
Yes, you'd be lucky to have me, but lucky we'd be, and anyone can be blinded by a dream.
Still, if you knew, why help me so consensually?
Simply had faith you'd figure things out eventually, like Basil.
And I'll help look after Basil, too. I'll even live in the cave if it will make things easier.
Well, Basil also loves you very much. Dear Amalek, we'll be delighted to accept.
So much for a love that hews to a list, that doesn't foresee what we might have missed. Why haven't we kissed?
So Amalek and the witch got married and lived happily ever after with Basil.